Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hey, Twitter world, this is yours truly.
What is this idiot blubbering on about?
Coming soon to Twitter, you'll get to read all my thoughts and opinions on just about everything.
Man, you must be motherfucking kidding.
This should be a lot of fun. I got a little getting even to do.
Dale Arnold.
Glory, Gloria.
Rich Keefe.
Dale, well. Did you know Keefe would love to be a stand-up comedian, but he actually prefers sitting.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
It'd be the worst move the Lakers ever did in their life, and they'll never win another championship. Guaranteed.
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Final hour, Dale and Keefe, Sports Radio, WEEI. Andy Hart, who just did a great sponsor read there at the top.
I think we should rank him.
Jermaine Wiggins is in as well.
You want to rank him, Wiggy?
I love the ranking.
The reads?
Yeah, I love the Yankees.
I'm going to go Hart 1, Wiggy 2. Wiggy, yeah, I got to subtract points.
I did mine
points.
On the Yankee custom trucks, which, you know, I'm a pickup man. Yeah,
I know you're a pickup guy.
Inserted secondary sponsor that didn't pay for it.
No, they frown on that.
Well, I mean,
you can't just be throwing out willy-nilly on those other ones.
Don't people want to know what kind of vehicle you have?
Not if company didn't pay for you to know. Well, so what you could have done there is just said, I'm a truck guy myself.
I am a truck guy.
You don't have to say what truck.
Yeah. Well, I like
we'd prefer that that truck pay.
Rossi also took another stab at it. Last week, it was subpar.
I go right by.
The first hour of Dale and Keefe, scratch that, Keefe, Wiggy, and Hart, brought to you by FindMassMoney.com.
The show is still Dale and Keefe.
And you know what I found out?
For now, anyway.
Right.
Today it is.
I actually drive by Yankee Custom Trucks.
Do you?
I might have to go in there.
You should.
They're right on Route 1, I believe, in...
Tell them that you heard a great read on the radio today.
Yeah, right. Peabody.
This hour, Dale and Keefe, brought to you by Arch Painting. That's a good one.
Is there any way...
That's strong.
Is there any way we can get my read from the radio that I did... And you could give it to me so I can go in there and say, hey, listen to this. I did this today.
Yeah, and ask for something?
Any chance I can get a bed liner and a bed cover?
Yeah, they probably could.
And like all right, this hour now is brought to you by Yankee Custom Trucks. And if you're like me, I'm a Ram guy, got a pickup truck. I need to go by there and see them and check them out because I need some customizations to my pickup.
You're making a meal out of it. All you need to do is
get the running boards.
I need some running
boards. Get those, the automatic ones.
Oh, I need some of those.
Do you have like Calvin and Hobbes picture taking a leak on something?
No, I don't have that. I'm a city.
Chevy.
I'm a city kid for some reason that I've gone more to the pickup truck. But, you know, like I'm a city kid and there was really never any pickup trucks.
How do you parallel park that thing?
Well, when's the last time you had a parallel park?
Well, when you're in the city all the time.
Take an Uber.
Yeah, but I'm never in the city.
No, never in the city.
Yeah, when I go see my mother, there's a place to park there.
Yeah, you go to the valet.
Or if I'm in the city and I want to park, I just double park.
Oh, is that
throw
right?
Those hazards on.
I'll be back.
Wait for you to hear the somebody blowing
so
the horn.
The thing that Wiggy wanted to talk about the most today was not Anthony Davis, which is what I wanted to talk
about.
It's
not the biggest story.
That was apparently on Saturday. We have a new show here on WEEI.
Was the biggest story, I think, of the week.
Yeah.
Maybe even bigger than the Ortiz thing.
So we have a new show because Andy Hart is now a full-time employee with WEEI.
True.
Mark James is still a part-time employee at
WEEI. Like Saturday Philly.
I'm a part-time guy.
The part-time crew.
Reamer always says, but I say, Reamer, you are full-time on the website. You're not a full-time on-air person.
That's correct. That is correct.
I think we're actually brand personalities. That's what
is that
called.
A thing? That's is that what your said. LinkedIn says? It does, doesn't
no.
it?
I think that's what his Twitter profile
says. Sounds like a lot of pressure, too.
Brand personality.
So anyway, it's 11
I don't really
o'clock.
Have much of a personality.
Saturdays at 11 is the new show. And they don't have a name for it yet, but the two people on it are Andy Hart and Mark James. And Wiggy was talking all about this.
Yeah,
apparently Andy Hart put Mark James in his place, I guess.
Oh, God. It was
did you bring a clip? I brought a clip. Here's a clip.
I've never listened to you for an extended period, so that's more than you listen to me. Well, you didn't really have the opportunity. You would have to have sought me out on a podcast.
Right.
So, by the way, podcasts are like a-holes. Everyone has one. They all stink.
But first of all, that's a horrible line.
Right, yeah, but
horrible, and it's not right.
Hold on, but then he goes to...
like, it's not.
As a podcaster, he's offended.
Oh, well, nobody listens to my podcast. Hey, listen, I'm fine with that, but other podcasts are insanely popular.
Rich, yeah. I think Andy destroyed him, because he says that, but then he goes on...
Oh, well, we got more of the cut. We're just pausing it.
Well, this is where...
But my point is...
You have the cut of what he says about...
But my point is, all he has is, like, those canned, like, cliche things, and so he says that...
Because he's a phony fraud, which is what I called him, and he
correct,
mad.
Correct.
And then he goes on to talk about how podcasts are a good thing.
I hosted the longest nationally syndicated sports talk show of all time. Like, more people know Jim Rome than a podcast on Patriots.com.
So your claim to fame is you know Jim Rome?
No. I actually don't know him, but I'm saying I work alongside.
Wait a minute. He doesn't even know Jim Rome?
No.
Why is he pointing out the whole Jim Rome
thing? Tom Brady for 20 years. Okay. That doesn't mean I'm Tom Brady.
No, I know that, but I'm saying I actually hosted his show.
How many times? Once? Twice? Three times?
Probably like 30 times.
Great. Okay. I never heard it.
But more people heard. Stop for a second.
So we did the math on Sunday, the Jim Rome show, and how many episodes or potential shows that he had. So he's been on forever. So we set the number kind of at 10,000 shows.
All right.
And Mark with a C. James said he did 30.
You filled
so
30
what percentage
times.
Is that?
That's
but do you know, like, very small. But like that is just, that's so wrong. Like the, do you know who listens to national radio?
Nobody. Unless you're in like...
Now, Jim Rome has been a long...
He's Bumpluck, Wyoming.
Yeah, right. Where you don't have any... Bumpluck. You have nobody else. Like, there's nobody else on, and that's just what you listen to. So people have heard of Jim Rome.
Right.
But people don't know who fills in for Jim Rome.
Right. No.
They don't know.
Yeah, but
difference.
Then he goes with the podcast. Then he goes
but on... podcasts, like, they get millions of downloads. Like, good podcasts get millions of downloads.
Well, then he goes on to talk about how Joe Rogan and Bill Simmons podcasts are great.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but Mark James said that, but before he said
right after he said they're stupid. Right,
he's before. Like, they're stupid. I would go on there. I'm like, I'm pretty sure people go to the Patriots
and then he
website
goes,
and listen
on
to the
podcast,
Patriots.
Jim Rome, I mean, Joe Rogan and Bill Simmons, they got best podcasts around. I mean, it's all about the podcast. Wait a second.
That, me interviewing Steph Curry on there, that they heard your Patriots.com pissant podcast.
Well, it's not a pissant podcast. Okay. I can tell you more people listen to that than you're probably listening
Rome?
To us right now.
Than Jim Rome?
No, get out of the past. Okay. You filled in for Jim Rome.
Wait a second. So back up, because you talk about stupid things.
Just because you didn't listen to a
more
podcast,
people listen
no
to a pissant Patriots.com podcast than WEI.
It gets people in trouble in this.
No, then WEI.
Yeah, you can't say pissant anymore.
Well, I think Reema
tried right
out
there. Yeah, I thought we got rid of that.
Yeah, absolutely not.
Yeah.
So I also don't agree with that. So if you're telling me, so a podcast during Patriots season, are more people listening to Patriots Football Weekly, or are they listening to, mind you, the guy who fills in for Jim Rome?
Right.
Oh, I got to get back and listen to that. Well, Rome wasn't in today, but some other guy I've never heard
he's
of.
He's only filled in 30 times.
Right.
Which is 0.3% if Jim Rome has put on 10,000 shows, by the way.
So you got to make sure that it's your lucky day when you turn on the Jim Rome show and he's out.
But like national shows, think about how many national shows there must be and then how many you can even name. Like, I guess Rome?
I would
Dan
say
Patrick still does a show, right?
Right. What's his Cowherd?
Cowherd?
Yes.
Right. Cowherd?
Personally,
there's
I think,
three.
And I agreed with Andy on this because he then ripped him another. Because I think the single man national shows are
They're horrible.
Horrible.
The bottom line is this. You suck on the air and radio.
I'm fine with that.
Okay, that's fine.
I don't care
about
your opinion.
I would do a better show for 4 hours without you.
I know.
Than
see,
I
that's
you.
Where you're at. You want to do a show alone.
No, well,
that's your thing.
No, I would rather do it with Dickerson. But I know I would do a much better show without you than
why?
I would
if you're so good, why can't you carry me?
Well, I don't need you. I could do a better show.
Why?
You're
why?
So good.
No, but you should be able to lift those. But, it's like when a receiver comes to New England.
But
radio make them better.
You
I'm with the great Mark James.
No,
he filled
but
in
but
for Jim Rome.
You could leave right now.
I know I could.
But and I wouldn't need you.
But I'm not going
if
to.
If I walked out of the studio,
but you know who needs me?
Could you do a solo show?
You know who? Of course.
You
I don't
do
want
a solo
to.
Show.
Can I tell you a little secret?
Could you do a solo show?
No, okay.
So
anybody can do a solo show.
That's
right. Well, anybody can do them, but it's hard to make them good. It's almost impossible to make them good, but anybody can do it.
But that's Mark James, and that's Reem is kind of like this. That's their like default, like, oh, I've done a solo show by
myself. Whoopie-doo. I mean, it was awful.
Yes. It's not that hard to do.
And you know why they like doing it? Because there's no one there to call them when they say something stupid.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Or boring.
You can just do cliche after cliche after cliche.
And you just drop the 617-779-7937. So we're going to be talking about Anthony Davis. The trade didn't happen today, but as I see here on the text line,
this
is Jim. Jim says the Celtics made the worst move ever and not traded for him. You know what? I agree about. I completely agree with you on that one, Jim.
Like, wow, did a solo show.
Solo shows suck.
I can tell you as a listener.
In this market, they might, but they don't.
Yes.
Well, what market are we doing the show
for? That's because national radio, which is what you are.
Okay.
And I give you credit. You have worked in national radio, and I think you are better suited for that. That but I'm sort of superficial, high-level discussions, hot takes, national radio.
But I'm from that, so I want to
No, that's fine.
Boston.
So
that's
stop
fine.
It right there for a second.
But I think solo show...
Stop it right there for a second. So I think the other part of it is with the national shows, I think they have their main guys. Like, they have their Jim Rome, whatever
yes.
else. Then they just want somebody cheap to fill in. And
right.
who can fill 4 hours, and now we can just cross that off.
Right.
They're not looking for any kind of like major show or major talking point.
Right.
Because all you do is go on there and talk about, ooh, Alabama football is coming up. And it's all it is NFL and college football anyway.
Right.
That's all they do.
Or it's like, you know, it's the like Stephen A. Smith, big hot, you know, LeBron James, Kevin Durant. You know, that's it.
But I don't know why you would even use that as... Like, I understand if you want to make extra money and you're filling in and doing the national shows, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But that's... I wouldn't, like, bring that out as, like, my main thing.
But
you were on a podcast for a team that's won 6 Super Bowls and people listen to. I filled in at who knows what time of the night for all these ridiculous shows that nobody can remember.
Well, he was... what James was trying to do was strong-arm Andy, but Andy was... completely destroying him about his take on, you know, the racist GM or the GM for the Giants not taking Dwayne Haskins. And so he was making him like, you see how he sounds like, you know, somebody who's like hopped up on something and is trying to talk to the police. And it's like, wait a second. What, I didn't run that red light.
Because he has his like his script or whatever.
Right.
And he's that's what it
and
goes
And that's
to.
Where it, Andy
didn't
got
work.
Him.
There was a time.
The two things I heard you say is accuse Dave Gettleman of a potentially being racist for his pick of Daniel Jones over
Dwayne Haskins.
Dwayne Haskins.
Yep.
Which I thought was interesting at worst.
Yeah.
Fireable offense, maybe?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's a weird one to throw out there.
Career attack at even worse, right? It's a bad line. I screwed that up.
Career attack.
Damn it!
Come on, Hart.
Bitch, cut that
Come
out.
On, Hart. Yeah, Rossi's screwing you now.
Come
no, I remember one time he was filling in when we would do a co-host du jour right after Michael left. We'd have a different person in every single day, and I guess they were all candidates.
Up.
Huh?
What?
No, not that day.
Oh,
that was
no,
thing.
That day is going to live on forever.
Yeah, that's going to go down.
Every day after that.
Him and the GM from the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Bob Myers.
will always be linked.
Bob Myers.
Keith was actually more choked up seeing the list of third people we had in every
that's
day
what
than
it was.
When Michael left.
But I'll never forget, we had Mark on like twice, I want to say, or maybe more than that, but we had him on once, and we were having a conversation about something, but like the national radio guy kicks in, and out of nowhere, he just like will pop up with a new... topic like out of nowhere
right.
and
he's
goes this was a real how about this pivot we were talking about like the Patriots or something and he goes would it shock you if Albert Pujols tested positive for steroids and I'm like what I'm like first of all nobody here would care even if he did and I'm like no it wouldn't shock me like where did that come from
or then he reminds you you know he went to the U
he did go to the
blah,
U
blah 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 or he worked in this market for 5 years
no,
and
that's
he was
great.
There to cover this
and that's
I
super great
Jim Rome. Jim Rome? Jim Rome? What do you mean, Jim Rome? You think your show's better than Jim Rome?
Do you think anybody in Boston listens to Jim Rome?
I don't think so.
I doubt it.
No. Oh, God.
I don't think so.
No. But he makes a lot of money. That's the one thing I'll say.
Jim
Rome's turned
does.
It into.
No. People have heard of him.
Live from Tampa, Florida.
Rock 'em.
This is the Jim Rome Show with guest host Mark James on CBS Sports Radio.
Hour number 3 on the Jim Rome Show on.
No, you got to go. No, you got to do better than that.
But the biggest issue I have.
Clones. And, clones assemble. Line them up.
And
it's time.
I never heard it live.
Smack off.
But apparently he said he would never do a show with me.
Yeah, he said
So then
that.
He just
oh,
walks in and I'm like, what are you doing here? You claimed you'd never do a show with
I think
me.
He said
I'm in studio with Andy Hart. Check that. Andy Fart.
I think he did that with on Mutt and Callahan where he was like, yeah, I would never do a show with him. He said, you're a TV guy, this, that, and the other.
So he shows
a
up.
TV guy.
Yeah.
And I'm
Ooh,
like,
Hart's
like, oh, yeah, I'm here.
Oh, no, he's not a radio guy. He said something about
what does
him
that
a
mean?
TV
Who's a radio
I don't
guy?
Know what that means. He is.
He is.
He is.
Because he's once been on Jim Rome's show.
Yeah.
Jim Rome.
But, like, we're both radio guys because. The station said, can you come in and do a show? So we're on the radio. That makes you a radio guy. You're doing radio.
Well,
but you're a local
a,
radio guy.
You've never done 4 hours by yourself.
You ever filled in for Jim Rome?
No, I haven't.
Have
and
you?
I wouldn't want to.
Rack him.
What?
Strong take to the hole by Andy Hart.
I'd feel bad about my audience.
Rejected.
What do you mean? Your podcast is better than Jim Rome? Better than Jim Rome?
Yeah, I would argue it is, but that's a different issue.
I bet it is.
You know Jim Rome? No.
No, but again, the national shows, again, and God bless you if you like them, but it's really for, as Wiggy said, these small markets that don't have a big enough station nearby to cover the local teams. Right. They have to play something. And so they play. So if you ever listen to those shows, the calls are all from Timbuktu, Iowa, and all these other things. And so that's fine, but that's what they listen to.
We're going to go to Billy Bob in North Dakota. Yeah, Jim. You know what? I was driving my truck through down here, Jim. So you really think Alabama's going to be number one this year?
And Jim doesn't interact with the callers. It's 2 minutes of them with their take, and he's like, strong.
Yeah, I think Alabama's going to be number one.
But tune in again Saturday, Fenway Park.
I love it. Yes, good.
I just hope that you guys don't get into now, because afterwards you kind of then, he likes to pivot. Yeah. So then it'll be like, you know.
You don't know what's next.
Yeah, and an agree fest.
But tune in at 11.
No, we will never be in an agree fest. I can promise you that.
Keep tune the full court presser on him.
I do not think like him.
If Albert Pujols did test positive, would you be surprised?
No.
Would you be surprised? No?
No.
All right.
No.
Well, I do want to get to this. This is the other, maybe, so that was story number one, right? Anthony Davis was lower on the list.
Yeah,
but there's also more on David Ortiz. More comes out of this story.
How about this story?
It's pretty insane.
And I was all over Lawrence last week, you know, trying to turn up some rocks and, you know.
Did you find anything?
Keeping my ear to the street.
Did you get anything on Ortiz?
Nothing new.
Nothing new that we don't
know
about.
All right, nothing new that, but I'm working it.
Now, the New York Daily News was reporting that there was an incident months earlier.
Yes.
Where they ran David Ortiz's SUV. His Lexus. Got run off the road by a black Mercedes SUV. It's sort of like a warning to Ortiz then.
But we don't know yet. We don't know.
We don't know
what it was, but there's been reports out there that there was a warning to Ortiz that, hey, be careful. You know, you got a target on your back. People are trying to reach out and touch you.
Right. And you wonder if it's just because of what we first heard about the Daily Mail, about the affair, or if there's something else. Like, I think that's enough. I think it's probably in that world.
Yes. Cheating on it with a woman who is tied into a drug cartel.
Right.
That sounds like enough to get you in trouble.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that, I would say, and so, that's yeah. what, and that's what a lot of the
allegedly.
Rumors. Well, that,
allegedly.
But I heard rumors like that well before the Daily Mail even. Put
oh yeah,
that
there's
out.
Good stuff on Twitter.
Well,
not on Twitter.
The Daily Mail and Twitter are about the same too, right? They're right some of the time, but not all of the time.
Or portions of what they have is right, but not the whole story.
But you start hearing things, right? And then the reason why I said, because I was getting texts before this broke on the Daily Mail about this, and then when the Daily Mail actually came out with it, then you start to see, like, you start talking to people and word gets around, and if you know people like that might know people in those circles, and those are the whispers you start hearing, because there's never been anything else. When you think about this, never been any other, you know, motive thrown out there.
No, we haven't really heard anything. There was the one that he was with a rapper from the Dominican.
Yes.
Maybe he was the guy that was
the mistaken identity.
Yeah, I don't buy it either, but that was out
it's
there.
It's David Ortiz.
Right.
Yes.
It would be like Tom Brady getting shot in Boston.
Right.
Like, you know who
I agree,
David
but I'm
Ortiz
saying that's
is.
The only other thing I even heard of, but I kind of dismissed that.
You know what's
one
a little weird, though? Like, don't you think we would have heard about David Ortiz was run off the road in the Dominican?
No, not if it was never reported.
It was never reported.
No, but that's what I mean. In this day and age, no one saw it. That's going to...
No. I mean, who would really... You
if
know,
it happened in the United States, yes. If it happened in the Dominican,
know.
There's a
yeah,
chance
who would,
that it kind of
really
goes
report
away.
That? I mean, who's really going to say it? Unless you're in David Ortiz's entourage.
But he's also not going to like... He's not going
right,
to report
he's not gonna
it,
come
right?
Policia. There was no police. It never got reported. The police never got reported.
Yeah, no,
it was
never
happened.
I feel like
never,
that gets out. I mean, just look at what we got from this incident.
Yeah, but where in
videos
the,
of him getting shot. Videos in the car. Videos of the... and nobody knew that David Ortiz got run off the road?
If you get run off the road, I don't know if you're
this
guaranteed to
like,
have it under video
have you
surveillance.
Ever been in a DR? Probably some back road.
I was in the DR last month.
Right, so I meant this...
You were there last month?
I was there, yeah. I came back May 29th,
and
May 30th.
And you lived to tell
yeah,
about
all these
it.
People dying.
I've never been there.
I would never go there. I'm terrified
aren't there a lot of dock roads that maybe if somebody ran you off the back of some dock road...
Yeah, there's pretty skinny roads with...
You would never, you know...
Did you... When you were there, did you feel like it was dangerous at all?
No, not really.
Did you drink from the mini bar?
Not really. Ooh. I got a little traveler's diarrhea, so I had to be careful with that.
You're lucky.
Good Lord.
Yeah, but who knows? Maybe it wasn't traveler's diarrhea. Maybe I got a little something, but it wasn't enough to...
To, right.
Never know. To make I can you tell you, out. Had I seen all this crap before we went, I would have been rebooking, doing
something.
So
you wouldn't have been like Alex Remugles. Yeah, I'll go down to the DR.
Yeah,
no
I
problem. Would,
I'm not going.
Yeah, I feel bad for them because my guess is most of the resorts are on the up and up, and that's their main
industry. Yeah, I'm sure they
industry,
are. But
and,
now it's,
well,
it's,
before the David Ortiz incident, I wasn't going down
there.
You can
probably get deals now.
When I saw all these people.
Oh, thank God you can get deals now.
There's direct flights. It's nice.
Now, one of the other things the sources came out with this weekend was they were saying that the Ortiz shooting could have easily happened in the United States.
I believe that.
Well, yeah, it could happen anywhere.
I guess it could.
You can get
why
touched anywhere.
It? Yeah. Huh? Yeah,
you can get
could.
Touched anywhere.
Yeah. No,
and if you are, and if this guy is a drug lord or somebody who lives in that world, he's not selling drugs in the DR.
No, right. Where is he making his money?
Yeah, those
right.
drugs are coming to America, and he's selling them, whether it's in Miami, whether that's in, you know, anywhere in the U.S. So it's easily, it's pretty easy for him to say, hey, listen, here's 10 grand. So-and-so's going to be here tonight. I want you to, you know, take a shot at it.
Plus, one of the guys that's still wanted is wanted in Reading, Pennsylvania for an attempted murder.
Yes. Right.
So he did the same thing in the U.S.
Right.
Not to David Ortiz necessarily, but he did the same thing. And there's another guy with a tie to a New Jersey
issue. Yeah, there's two
issue.
That are wanted.
So they were
in
doing
America.
It in the U.S., the same thing.
The problem with this David Ortiz situation is once he had that alleged incident where he was run off the road and there were reports out there that somebody was really trying to get their hands on him, he should have, everywhere he went, but it's his personality because he's such a likable guy. Everywhere he went, he should have had, like, you know, massive bodyguards with him. Complete, you know, strapped to the nines, Kevlar vest, all that stuff, because you, when you're dealing with that type of world and you're talking about drug dealers, listen, they're not here to have a discussion with you on why are you sleeping with their old lady.
Right. No, the discussion time is over. Mike's in Wakefield. He wants to clap back on Wiggy. What's up, Mike?
Clap back season.
Yeah, what's up, Mike?
Oh, boy. I've been waiting on this, and I didn't think I'd ever miss Dale so much as I did.
Okay.
Hey, Keith. Remember when Mark James did his attempt at the headlines? It's Mark James.
Yes, I do.
So here's my thing on Wiggy. Wiggy,
yo,
you should know as a hockey player, brother, that you have a groin injury. That's like one of the hardest things to skate with. All right, first of all, and you're like a walking punchline for another comedian's jokes. I mean, you've come up a little bit better. I've been trying to give you more credit and everything.
What's
dude,
that
but
mean?
Seriously.
I don't know what that means. Walking punchline.
Just listen to yourself. I mean, I don't even have to roast you. You roast yourself on the
roast
radio.
Roast for what? You made no sense. I play hockey. I know what it's like. If you're on the ice, guess what? You should be playing.
Yeah, but, dude, a groin injury, skating?
Yeah. Well, so then if you have a groin injury and you can't skate through it, then why are you playing?
That wasn't the point. The point is you should know as a hockey player that with a groin injury, it's like the most excruciating thing in the world.
Yeah, it is painful, but guess what? If you're on the ice, then that means you're able to tolerate and deal with that pain and play through it. And you should be able to perform at a better level than what we saw Patrice Bergeron performing or Brad Marchand performing at.
And Bergeron,
did you
if you missed
him
it, Bergeron...
Yeah, we got to move on. Well, he wasn't that good either. He tried to attack you, and it wasn't good.
Well, yeah, that's hoping for more of a burn.
That's how clapback season works,
I know,
Andy. When you shoot, if you don't keep shooting, then I get to shoot back. Well, man, I get the clapback.
You got the clapback. Yeah, I didn't know where he was going, but we're talking about Bergeron had the groin injury.
I wanted to get to his walking punchline.
No, I understand. I had a hard time following that as well.
Disappointing. That was more disappointing than Mark James.
But you notice we've had that before because some other guy tried to call me out on the basketball thing.
It didn't work.
Yeah,
it didn't work. Now, luckily, Wiggy is here because he is the biggest movie buff of all time. That's at least what he claims.
Yes. In the world.
One of his
which
claims.
Is one of the many things where he dominates.
Andy Hart is the least movie buff in the world. So also glad that he's here. So a website came out with the 100 greatest movie quotes of this century.
Ooh.
I didn't get Nobel Tommy Gunn.
Every one of them.
What'd you say?
I didn't get Nobel Tommy Gunn.
No, this century.
My ring's outside.
Oh my God. This century.
One more round, Tommy Gunn.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This sent.
From the roads out here, your brother from the truck headed in to do Dale and Keith. I was robbed, man.
Cherokee the ass.
It should be Callahan and Wiggy, but they bumping me to Dale and Keith. Maybe we'll change it to, I don't know, Keith, Wiggy.
Earl Duncan Hyman.
Dale.
Kevin Garant said that, Kevin Garant, and Pinky. Chooker.
Make sure you check it out, Dale and Keith.
Nice job by our intern, Dylon, putting together the Wiggy remix.
I like the mashup.
That was a good mashup there. That was Dylon getting it done.
Played that all day long.
I can't believe you gave him top billing.
Yeah.
Keith Wiggy.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, see, I don't really need top billing.
No?
Yeah, I don't really need
it. Just billing, though.
Top paycheck?
Yeah.
See, at the end of the day, it's not really about who comes first, who comes last, as long as your name's on it. You know,
it's really about the love of the medium.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, whether it's hot, Wiggy Keith, it means nothing.
It's got to sound good. That's all it comes down to.
It means absolutely nothing to me.
All right. So this website, Thrillist, came out with Thrillist. It's just as good as some of the ones that you bring to the table.
I thought it was like it's some Michael Jackson
song. They came out with the 100 greatest movie quotes this century. This century, though, because as soon as I mentioned it, you and Hart started rattling off all these ones from like the 80s and 90s.
Wait, is Rocky 5 not in this century?
No chance.
No. Really? That's like
Rocky 5?
Yeah, that's like 90, early 90s.
I am old.
Yeah, that's like
Tommy the Machine Gun.
Yeah, when is that?
Rocky 5, 1990.
Yeah,
holy
you're
crap,
not even close. You're not even in the ballpark. So these are all from 2000 on. And so let's go just jump into the top 10. We have them all.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to play the cut, and then you have to guess what movie it's from.
Okay. Because
some of them are more obvious than others. Some of them are a little bit more obscure.
Okay.
So, Rossi, let's go with the number 10, according to this website anyway, the greatest movie quote of the 21st century.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Andy Hart's going to have no idea what these are.
Oh, wait, do we have to buzz in like Jeopardy?
No buzz in.
Because I'm not buzzing.
Do you know what movie that's from?
Yeah, I need more.
Can you play it again?
You can play the cut one more time.
You are tearing me apart, Lisa!
Lisa.
You're tearing me apart, Lisa.
I'll just tell you, because you guys don't know.
Yeah, Brie Larson's in this movie.
No, she's not.
Oh, no, sorry. Sorry, yeah, I was thinking of Room.
Oh, my God.
No, just go ahead.
Oh, my God. Shyam, take over for the rest of this.
I got you.
This is from The Room.
Oh, okay.
Remember that guy Tommy Wiseau, and then James Franco did a movie of, like, you know, the making of, basically? And so this is one of those movies that's so bad that people have ended up kind of liking.
Right.
Like, Mock. Oh, hey, Mock. I thought that would be a more famous quote from this. But
The Room. You've never seen The Room.
It's like the worst actor, the worst actress. Yes. It's the worst ever. It's like the worst everything.
Right.
But the guy tried really hard.
Is this
the
movie about the making of a movie or something?
No. So that movie.
This is about like she's kidnapped.
It's based off of this.
She's like kidnapped, right?
No, that's a movie I was confusing
with. No.
This is one of the worst movies. Then they made the Disaster Artist about the making of the movie.
Yes. Oh, okay.
Yes. And then Rossi thought this was the movie Room, and that's why he confused everybody. Brie Larson's not in this.
That's terrible.
Brie Larson, good looking lady.
All right, let's move on.
Yes, move on.
That was number 10, yes.
Should never been on the list.
You guys aren't always going around saying that?
Number 9.
A Fiend for Mojitos.
What?
Number 9.
A Fiend for Mojitos.
Oh.
I'm a Fiend for Mojitos.
No.
Oh, number 9. That's what he said. I also love a mojito.
A Fiend for Mojitos.
Thank you very much. That sounds like Colin Farrell, if that helps you a little bit more.
My guess is way off then. I was going to say James Bond.
No, Colin not
James Bond. He is a martini guy.
Is that Miami Vice?
Yes, it is. How about that? Wiggy with Miami Vice.
It's Colin Farrell and Jamie Foxx.
But they didn't win anything for
horrible,
best audio.
Horrible. You hear it. Yes. But like,
did you tape it from your TV?
Yeah. It's that one's bad.
Yeah, I could come up with 7 different quotes from when he was in Horrible Bosses that were better.
Yeah, exactly. Miami Vice is a very forgettable movie. Yeah, I mean, even know why that would be on the
list.
He
was good in Horrible Bosses.
All right, this one's significantly better. Let's go to number 8.
Boy, that escalated quickly. I mean, that really got out of hand fast.
That one's easy.
I got it.
Thank God.
Anchorman, baby.
Yes. You could pick almost anything from Anchorman.
Should probably lay low for a while. I killed a man.
With a trident.
Back
Brick killed a guy.
Back to the Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
You can either fire the fat woman or Professor X.
That's not from Miami Vice, is it?
No, it's from Horrible Bosses. Yeah, have you ever seen Horrible Bosses?
Yes, I have. That's on the list.
Not on the list, there,
Wiggy. I'm a Fiend for Mojitos is on the list.
Yeah, well, it should
So Anchorman was fantastic.
Yeah, that's a quotable modern movie.
Yes. But so is like Big I Love time. Lamp, so is Panda yes. Watch.
Right.
Like, there's so many ones you can pick from there.
60% of the time.
Great, yes. Odin's Raven.
Yes, Sex Panther. But boy, that is
great. Not bad. And that was number 8.
It's the pleat in the pants.
That was number 8.
I'm actually returning this.
1,000.
You have a tremendous... I don't know if I can say that word.
I don't think so.
Let's get to the next one.
All right, number 7 curls. On this list.
Okay.
King Kong!
Oh! Oh! This should have been number 1
this
on the list.
Been. This should have been number 1.
Did I ever tell you my Denzel story?
Yes, you did.
I feel like we're going to get it.
we'll save it for tomorrow.
Tease that ahead for tomorrow.
Oh, man.
Tomorrow at 2:01.
King Kong! Shoe program!
Pelican Bay!
Yes.
King Kong!
Yeah, that's unbelievable.
You mother...
This should have been number 1, I think.
Oh, man. What
so that's in the 2000s?
This is number 7.
2001 Training Day came out, so it's close. Just made it in.
Have you ever had your ish put back?
I don't think we could go there
Have
either.
You ever had a... Ooh, I had mine pushed back.
All right.
Here's number 6.
Number 6.
I live my life a quarter mile at a time.
Oh, man. I know that one.
Andy Hart has no idea.
No, I do. I've seen all these with my sons. Fast and Furious.
Yes.
The Fast and Furious came out in 2001.
Is that the original?
Yes. That is from the first one.
Yeah.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel always has some good lines in his movie.
He does.
I just watched his
They're
movie.
Usually pretty short.
I watched the movie Knock Around Guys the other day. He had a good line in there.
Oh, that's an older one, too.
You ever been into 500? 500 street fights. That's when you know... The skin is like leather.
That's lower on the list, I think. I think that one didn't quite make the top 10. Fast and Furious. There's another Fast and Furious movie coming out. This
that one
Hobbs
looks
and
good.
Shaw looks
good.
Spin up.
That looks good.
That looks good. I like that.
Yeah, that looks good.
All right, let's get into the top 5 greatest quotes of the century.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
You. $1 billion. That shut everybody up.
Austin Powers.
Any guesses?
No, I'm going to say
$1 million.
I
think you're all around.
The Facebook movie.
Yes.
Yeah. What's,
absolutely right.
What the hell's the Facebook?
The Social Network is what it's called. Yes. 2010. I don't know. Is that really one of the most quotable lines?
Like, Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Not very quotable. Yeah. If you ask me.
Who made this list?
Thrillist.com.
Yeah. Who's that?
It's a website that made the list.
They fell short so far.
It's a pop culture website.
Thank you, Rossi. Well, the pop culture.
They're falling
website.
Short.
All right. Let's go to number 4.
She doesn't even go here.
Again, this is a great movie. Mm-hmm. This is like the 50th line probably in the movie.
She doesn't even go here.
Yeah, this isn't that your boy from there, what the hell's his name? Vote for Pedro?
It's not Napoleon Dynamite.
That's a good quotable. Is that the 2000s?
That's got it. Oh, yes. Yeah, that is. That is for sure.
All right, what movie is that?
Mean Girls.
Mean
Girls. One of my favorite movies of all time, and they took one of the worst lines.
It's terrible.
That's Lindsay Lohan?
Stop trying to make fetch
Rachel
happen.
McAdams? Yeah.
That would have been much better.
One of your favorite movies
Amanda
of all
Do you know
time?
Who I am? My name is Gretchen Wieners. My father, the inventor of the toaster strudel.
Jesus.
Her favorite movie is Varsity Blues.
Wow.
That's a good movie. That's a bad one.
You got to put that one in there. Honestly, you think it sounds dumb,
Mean Girls again.
But it's really
I've
funny.
I've seen Mean
it's
Girls,
funny.
But come on. I could find...
He's right. Napoleon 15, Dynamite better.
I could find 15, 20 movies better than Mean Girls.
The chickens have large talents.
That is Andy Hart from the top rope here.
God, eat your dinner, Tina. Yes.
All right, number 3.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Oh, yeah. I never saw it, but
Why not?
I'd quit you.
Because I never saw it. I've never seen any.
Wiggy, you know that one?
You don't know that one?
No, I wish I knew.
What?
Oh, wow. It's one of the most famous quotes
it is.
Of all time.
It's an Oscar-winning picture, Brokeback Mountain, 2005.
There's a reason why I've never seen it.
Oh, boy. I don't think you need to express that reason.
What, too many awards? Won too many awards?
Yeah. Too good of a film?
No, I'm not a fan of, what's his name, Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I thought you were going somewhere
else. You're not
going
to see Spider-Man?
Rask! Go with the glove! Love saying.
You're not going to see Far From Home? Jake Gyllenhaal's in Far From Home.
Let me take that back. You know why I didn't see Brokeback Mountain? And it's not that I'm not a fan of Jake Gyllenhaal.
Number two on the list.
I saw my own Brokeback Mountain. I saw Moonlight.
What?
Moonlight. Have you ever seen Moonlight?
No.
Check out Brokeback Mountain. Just watch it.
Moonlight is the black version of Brokeback Mountain.
Really?
Yes.
All right.
Go find
Moonlight. Just move on.
This didn't go
number
as
two, if Wiggy gets this one, all right, let's he gets all the
what's
money.
What's number two?
Well, they're showing a lot of florals right now, so I was thinking I could
florals? For spring. Groundbreaking.
You're always quoting that one, Wiggy. I hear you going up and down the hall saying that.
This is the number two quote is so stupid.
I gotta hear it again.
Well, they're showing a lot of florals right now, so I was thinking I could
florals? For spring. Groundbreaking.
That's a terrible quote. The movie was very well received. There was a lot of Academy Awards, I think, tossed around, or at least nominated.
Anne Hathaway's in it.
Anne Hathaway. Meryl Streep.
Oh, I know. Yeah, I didn't see
is that
it.
That stupid movie?
Yes. Prada.
The Devil Wears Prada, 2006.
Never saw it.
Not
that's
even a
number
quote.
Number two?
So that's like terrible a quote. Like, when they say quotes, is it like you would think it's like you walk around, you say this with your friends, or you're texting each other,
like
that famous quote.
From Anchorman, or like all those ones.
Yeah.
And then number one.
Number one.
I drink your milkshake. I drink it up.
Actually, I'm going to start saying this now. I'm going to start just walking around the hallway.
This is the worst
list. I drink your milkshake.
This list is so bad.
I drink your milkshake.
But what's confusing to me, and we'll say what it is in a second, what's confusing to me is they have the Training Day quote in there.
Right.
So it's like they're obviously trying to do a good list.
Right.
And then they have all these other ones that nobody quotes.
Right.
So this, you have any guess on this one?
No.
Oh, nice. Is this Beetlejuice?
No, it's 2000.
No, 2000s. Yes. That was 1988. That was 88. This would be from There Will Be Blood with Daniel Day-Lewis. Came out in 2007. Yeah. I know. What a letdown. What an absolute letdown.
Right. Think
I
about
you. Drink your milkshake. Your milkshake.
You know what? I'm going to start using it.
Think about all the movies you missed. Think about all the movies they missed.
Yeah. Oh, they missed
what's your name? Django. I mean, you could have did.
I don't know if Django made it.
So Superbad's not on this list?
Superbad might be. It's a list of 100. Like, scrolling through, there's one from Elf, there's one from Gladiator, there's one from Borat. These were all just, like, outside of the top 10.
Elf? Which one was Elf?
You Sit on a Throne of Lies.
That's
how
a,
can
that's
you not have...
Oh, look at me, I am the captain now, from Captain Phillips. That is very quotable. I am the captain now.
How can you have, they hate us, because they ain't us.
They're jealous of us.
We're going to...
Yeah, they don't have that one.
We're gonna interview Kim Jong-un, yes.
Left Side, Strong Side, that one on there?
You've never seen that movie?
Was that 2000?
I think that's 2001,
oh,
right?
I think you're right. I think it was 2001.
Have you ever seen The Interview?
Yes, I did. I did see The Interview.
Some good ones there.
I did see The Interview.
Training Day could have been all over that place, man. What's going on
I know.
This
well, list? I think they only did one per movie, though. I think
is that
did.
Was that a rule?
It
seems like
it's
a
not
bad
a rule,
rule,
but that's
not
that's
a
the
rule,
way it
but
goes.
That's what it looked like. They
what
did
about
there.
Nacho Libre?
Yeah, I think
get
it might
just
died. Just they might have just missed the cut.
It's all
Nacho
about the
Libre,
Jack Black?
No. The actual luchador that
the
it was based on or something died in the ring in like England.
Sad.
Or something?
Then there's what do you mean, you people? Tropic Thunder. Oh, that's my favorite movie.
That's pretty
there's cool. A lot of lines in there.
That's
that
one of my.
No, you can't use most of them.
Oh, that's one of my favorites.
All right, we're gonna find out what.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling. My size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
I'll see you guys when we come back.
Oh, I like this.
All right, wrapping things up here on Dale and Keefe. Andy Hart and Jermaine Wiggins in for Dale. They'll be in tomorrow as well. So didn't have time for everything today.
This is Run DMC.
So, of course it is.
What else you got?
Now it's time for what else you got. Andy Hart, what else you got?
Well, with my apologies to Mark James, because he doesn't believe in listening to podcasts.
No, unless he doesn't. He's very busy. Rogan or Bill Simmons.
That's right. A good podcast, too. Yep.
But there's a podcast here at WEEI, WEEI.com, and Ryan Hannibal and myself.
Okay. What else you got?
Yeah, all right. Hey. Just plugging your own podcast here?
Is that how what else you got works? It just as soon as he's telling a story, they just ignore drop it in there?
Well,
it's like the wrap it up button for Dave Chappelle.
Yeah, if Rossi doesn't like what you're doing, he's going to move on to the next thing.
What's the name of it?
The Off Day Podcast.
Else you got?
Little play on Bill Belichick's No Days Off. This is the Off Day Podcast.
So
and I'm not reading
show?
Off my... Football. Hannibal.
Okay.
Myself.
All right.
Jumbo and Hannibal. Patriots.
Nice.
Whatever you want. We want to be interactive, too, which not enough podcasts do.
No.
We will take your tweets.
Taking calls?
We may try. I don't know. Twitter, at Off Day Pod.
Oh, there's a Twitter? Oh, so you know it's legit now.
Instagram, at Off Day Podcast.
Wait a minute. You guys taking pictures now?
Well, I mean,
Facebook.com/Off Day Podcast.
Seems like it's too
much. Probably going to have an email address.
We're oversaturating the market.
We want you to interact with the Off Day
Podcast. Sounds like Off Day Podcast is all over the place.
It sounds like there is no Off Day.
Awesome.
When is the first Off Day Podcast?
Closer to training camp. We've done podcasts, right, but the rebranded Off Day Podcast will be a preview of training camp football season.
So I see the Instagram. So when you're down there, you could take pictures.
Damn right.
Yeah. This is what your stadium
looks like.
Hannibal
will be at like joint practices showing you what's happening in Detroit,
Tom Brady.
Tennessee. Boom.
Tom Brady
Off Day Podcast. Follow it on Instagram. Follow it on Twitter.
How often will it be released?
Probably a couple times a week. We're still fine-tuning the details. Listen, dork. Hashtag dork.
Once a week for dork. Sometimes it's a double dork week.
Right, and sometimes they're not that great.
What else you got?
You've never listened. How would you possibly
I did listen to one.
Okay.
A double dork. I want to be on the dork podcast.
Yeah, see?
Because I'm big into the...
He's a big movie buff.
I'm a big movie buff. You haven't heard.
I just heard a whole segment.
And
that's
right.
And comic books are my movies are my wheelhouse.
Okay. So was Avengers as good as everyone said?
No, Avengers Endgame was trash.
Oh, not
trash. He's wrong.
Not as good as you say. Another Rossi troll take.
He's not wrong.
Let's be honest. In the world of the Avenger movies,
Marvel Cinematic Universe,
it was trash. It wasn't at all.
It was not trash, and I am being honest.
It wasn't good at all.
The Dark World is trash.
Yes.
Avengers Endgame is good.
Thank you, Sean.
No, about Ragnarok.
Good.
Ragnarok
was good. Ragnarok is one of the top movies in the MCU. Black Panther is first.
Very good.
Maybe not first, but it's up in the top three. But let's, Sean, be honest. You wouldn't say Endgame is good. Endgame is below average.
It's the third best MCU movie. All right, what else I got?
What else you got?
All right, so my guy Mike Francesa,
he
kind of was on my side. He really didn't think Anthony Davis was going to go to the Lakers.
He never thinks that things are going to happen.
AD's going to go to the Lakers. But
who's going to the Lakers?
Tonight, the center from New Orleans.
Oh, God.
That I don't think. There's bad blood now. That one... I know something about, and there is really bad blood between New Orleans and the Lakers. I do not think that's going to happen.
All right.
I mean, very bad blood between them right now. New Orleans owner said he would never trade him to the Lakers.
Oh, you mean she?
Yeah, she did. I kind of felt the same way.
Well, he said he knows that.
I know he knew something about the bad blood.
Well, he knows, but he doesn't know that the owner's a woman.
Right.
Well, good point. Yo,
she shed.
That's a problem.
This is what she said. No way that happens. Anthony Davis ain't going there.
That's probably true.
Is that you like my Francesa?
That's okay. Is that what that was?
I didn't know what that was.
All right.
My friend, you over there. You don't like the Francesa?
Do you have anything?
What else we didn't get to is my podcast.
That's the segment.
My podcast.
Oh, now we're just playing
podcast?
Wait, you have a podcast?
You don't have a podcast.
Wiki's World Podcast was one of the first podcasts ever done.
No, it wasn't. Yes, one of the first podcasts?
Yes, me and Nate Burleson back in 2004.
Oh, wait. Well, I have
Twitter world.
Put in my place.
Shut you up.
I didn't realize. Wiggy's World Podcast with Nate Burleson?
Yes, it was podcast videos. We did a lot of different things.
Jeez. But I stand corrected.
We have our best people looking these up. Yeah.
Where was this? Minnesota? Shambles?
Yeah, with the Vikings. Minnesota. We used to do a lot of crazy things.
On the lake trip? Is there an episode on that?
What's the lake trip?
The boat on the lake.
We'll get into that tomorrow. All right, that's it for our show.
Well,
Thanks for listening.
That's it. Check out the Wiggy's World Podcast.
We got to go. Thanks to Rossi and Shine producing the show. Great job, as always, with those guys. Andy Hart and Jermaine Wiggins in for Dale today and tomorrow.
I thought it was the hot Wiggy and Keith show.
It's not that. We'll talk to you guys tomorrow at 10. OMF is next.
Goodbye. goodbye. Thank you for stopping by. Goodbye, goodbye. Goodbye, goodbye. Thank you for stopping by.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.